On Wednesday, December 16th, the first relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal featured an interview with Supreme Master Qinghai, conducted by Miss Louise Kings. Originally established in the 1970s, the bi-monthly magazine offers canine caregivers, as well as dog lovers everywhere, information on the most up-to-date products, recipes and activities, as well as expert interviews. It also supports the work of organisations that assist homeless dogs and other dogs in need. The interview with Supreme Master Qinghai covered a broad range of topics, including the many health benefits of the vegan diet for both humans and our animal friends, the damaging effects of animal-based pet food, and the link between current pandemics and the livestock industry. We now invite you to listen to this enlightening interview with Supreme Master Qinghai, featured in a special relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal on December 16th, 2009.
Hello, Supreme Master Qinghai. It's so good to speak to you again. Good to see you again.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. You're too fast. I was saying, wow, Louise, what a nice thing.
How are you?
Oh, I'm alive today. Alive and good today.
Well, you look beautiful today.
Yeah, I feel beautiful.
Supreme Master, you've written many, many books about animals, including The Dogs in My Life and Birds in My Life, which is an international bestseller. From your books, it's very clear about your remarkable relationship that you have with your animals. But can you tell us what inspired you to write a book about dogs? And what ways can we best interact with our animal companions to make sure that their lives are as happy, enjoyable and as satisfying as possible?
Yeah. My dogs themselves, were the inspiration. I was talking to them, say, okay, we have to do something, yes, for the animals, for other dogs. And they, okay, right away, They gave me permission and encouragement and inspiration to write that little book. I wish I could write more books about dogs because it's endless treasure, it's endless pleasure and, you know, the love and the joy that the dogs bring to my life is really indescribable and it never ends. They always have something new to surprise me and to make me happy.
That really comes across in the books. I love those books, absolutely love them, the pictures of you and your dogs and, you know, the different scenarios are fantastic.
Oh, because you love dogs also, because you had similar situations, so you can identify and love it, yeah?
Well, that's why we're doing the Irish Dog Journal now, is to encourage people's relationship with their dogs, whether they work with them, whether they're pampered pooches, or just general activities, to get out and about with their dogs, you know, to just sort of encourage that relationship between man and dog in any way as possible.
We can never talk enough about dogs, you know? You can write many books, yes. If we want to make them happy, it's very simple. Very simple. Just love them, yes, and enjoy their love, yes. My dogs are very happy to be the co-writers of the books that they think will bring some happiness and smile to humans, you know? Through some of their little funny and heart-rending stories. And they hope to help people understand a little more about dogs and other animals through this book. So the key to good interactions or relationship with our animal companion is the same as with our human relationship. It's all about love, isn't it? Huh, Louise?
It sure is. Definitely.
Yeah, love and respect.
And I think that really comes across in your books because when you see parts of the books, I know some of the dogs came from animal shelters, and I've been to many, many animal shelters. And as you said, the stories they're sore. They really are painful to watch. But to see those dogs so alive across the pages just shows that, you know, the difference of the healing that's taken place. Because as you said, the love, good care, and the love. But Master, is there any scientific evidence to prove that the vegan diet is better for animals, our animal friends? And why would you recommend a vegan diet over a vegetarian diet?
Yeah, because the vegan diet is better for your animal friend, yes? And even for us humans also. There is both scientific evidence and abundant personal accounts that all speak to the goodness of the vegan diet for our animal companions. Benefits include increased vitality, longevity, reduced incidence of disease, you know, healthier appearance, such as shining eyes and shining coat. In fact, the vegan diet is becoming known now more and more as an effective treatment to relieve the suffering of like skin allergies experienced by dogs. One of the British vet, Dr. Andrew Knight, has also found that the canine diseases such as arthritis and diabetes improve with vegan diets for dogs. And some of the longest living dogs on record have been vegan. Prove it, eh? Including a 27-year-old Labrador from the UK.
How old?
27, madam.
27?
Yeah.
Well, that's the oldest dog I've ever heard of. But I spoke to you before, Supreme Master, about my own dog. Remember I told you she had cancer? And she, at the time, was given weeks to live. And it was only through, I wasn't a vegetarian at the time, and neither was she. And by research, the research that I did was unbelievable. And I just took her off all meat completely and used herbs, used various other supplements. And she lasted for another year, year and a half longer. But it wasn't just that her length of life, it was her quality of life in that time was just unbelievable. She got cancer 3 times.
And
they said there was absolutely no way, which she did, and to me that proved it, you know, as I said, taking her off the meat.
Yes, I remember.
And even though she was a dog that was on, you know, a meat diet her whole life prior to changing it.
Just a short time she changed.
She didn't look for it. She genuinely didn't look for it. I just used other things like garlic and other herbs and things to sort of make her food tasty, and she loved it. So that really proved it.
Yes, and besides dogs, are the animals companions that also thrive on the vegan diet include birds, rabbits, pigs, hamsters, and guinea pigs. Even cats can be vegan, with the most famous example being the female lion named Little Tyke, who refused meat since birth. As an adult, she had many animal friends, including baby sheep Becky. So this was a lion who literally did lie down peacefully with the lamb. In contrast to the vitality provided by a wholesome vegan diet, the meat-based formulas for animal companions contain high levels of contaminants. The meat has often already been diseased and disabled animals, as well as body parts, such as baby birds' beaks and feathers. To make sure the meat is not illegally sold for human consumption, it is treated with highly toxic chemicals. It can be then legally sold to dog and cat food manufacturers with these poisonous substances to be ingested by our animal companions. Not only that, even animals killed from shelters are made into so-called food with the lethal drug that was used to end their lives still present in the meat. It is any wonder that cancer and other diseases have been on the rise in our precious animal friends. It turns out that these days, dogs are even more likely to fall ill with cancer than humans. Specifically, they have twice the incidence of leukemia, 8 times higher rates of bone cancer, and are 35 times more likely to get skin cancer. One veterinarian, Dr. Amity May of California, USA, reports that this rise in diseases has led more people to seek alternative diets for their animal companions. Surely anyone who has come to know the love and blessings of a cherished co-inhabitant animal friend would do anything to preserve their lives. Louise, you had such an experience, you know, right? When your beloved animal companion was so ill with cancer, you decided to switch his diet to a meat-free. You were able to enjoy his company much longer than what the doctors had predicted. It seems that veganism in dogs, and organic vegan even better, is very effective in preventing cancer. A study conducted in the US and Canada found that dog health is directly related to the length of time being vegan. In fact, all the lifelong vegan dogs in the study were in good health, and those who had been vegan for more than 5 years were also entirely cancer-free. And I also have 9 dogs, normally 10. One passed away, sadly, but, you know, he's in heaven and happy. So now I have 9 dogs still that I feed a complete vegan diet who are all healthy and happy. So why should we choose a vegan diet over a vegetarian diet for our animal companions? The reason is very simple, Louis. We give our loved ones the best, no less than what we would give ourselves. Thus, we recommend organic vegan for our animal companions because we already know it is the most healthy and compassionate way to live. In fact, dairy and eggs are produced with the same cruel killing practices used in the meat industry, with babies taken from mother cows and tiny innocent baby chicks ground alive, my God, by the millions. Isn't that horrible? Every time I talk about it, I just can't bear it. Both sets of babies are then processed to be eaten, one as veal and the other as pet food, imagine. So you see, Louis, there is massive killing in all aspects of the meat and dairy eggs industries. We are only free of this heartless cycle when we step out altogether and turn to the organic vegan diet for our animal friends. And these days, there are many vegan foods available, such as Lively Doggy, 100% vegan dog food that can be found online at www.thecelestialshop.com. Other vegan animal foods can also be found online as www.veggiepets.com. So, please join in to be part of the Be Veg solution for your beloved animals and for the world. Thank all of you for doing that.
Supreme Master, can I ask, is the vegetarian or vegan diet beneficial for humans also?
Oh, for sure, the vegan diet is the best for human health. Yes?
Which obviously you agree.
I agree, of course. I agree. And all of my people who I know agree. And you agree, huh?
I do.
The American Dietetic Association just stated in its most recent position paper in 2009 that appropriately planned vegetarian diets, including total vegetarian or vegan diets, are helpful, nutritionally adequate, and may provide health benefits in the prevention and treatment of certain diseases. Well-planned vegetarian diets are appropriate for individuals during all stages of the life cycle, including pregnancy, lactation, infancy, childhood, and adolescence, and for athletes, means sports people. Huh? A veg diet helps us keep a healthy body weight, a healthy heart, and excellent skin health because it's rich in vitamins like vitamin A and E. A veg diet is rich in magnesium, potassium, and antioxidants such as vitamin C. As a result, vegetarians and vegans have a youthful appearance and much longer life. They also stay young longer, yes. They look young longer. I'm sure you have noticed the health benefits yourself, Louis, since having adopted a vegan diet. A study in Denmark tested people's stamina and found that meat eaters lasted only 57 minutes doing an exercise, whereas the vegan averaged 167 minutes, or three times longer. Just look at all the healthy veg athletes out there, like the vegan bodybuilding world champion and German medical doctor Alexander Dagatz, and Olympic medal winners like the American track runner Carl Lewis, who said his best year of competition was the first year he became vegan. Furthermore, a multitude of studies in respected medical journals like The Lancet have confirmed that, in fact, meat and dairy products are the source of disease, and the vegan diet prevents and even reverses these same diseases. For example, we hear of many people who have high cholesterol, stroke, and heart disease, which is Ireland's leading cause of death. All of this bad cholesterol comes from animal products because plant foods don't produce any cholesterol at all. As Dr. William Castelli, the director of one of the longest-running studies of diet and heart disease in the world's medical history, concluded, vegetarians have the best diet. Regarding cancer, the leading cancers of Ireland are colon, prostate, and breast cancers. Well, compared to a vegetarian, a meat eater is at least three times more likely to get colon cancer. Vegetarians have been found to have much lower rates of prostate and breast cancer. Meat has also been directly linked with cancer of the kidney, pancreas, blood, lung, and stomach. Some people worry that a vegetarian diet does not provide enough protein or calcium. But grains, legumes, and vegetables provide all the complete proteins we need, and just the right levels. US researchers found that plant-based eaters had the lowest rates of osteoporosis. In contrast, protein and calcium intake from animal products was found to be detrimental and even contributed to osteoporosis and kidney function problems. By the way, green leafy vegetables and beans are super rich in calcium. For example, one cup of broccoli or two-thirds cup of tofu has as much absorbable calcium as one cup of cow's milk, and is free of the fat, cholesterol, and hormones that come with cow's milk. Finally, if we look at the animals around us, the ones with some of the greatest strength, longevity, and endurance are the ox, the horses, the elephant, the gorilla, etc. Those are the vegan ones, eh? So we should all try the veg diet and see how our health improves for the better. We will look young and beautiful and feel that way too. I guarantee it. You know, any animals, even your animal or your dog, you know it yourself, eh? Just change for a short while, and what a difference does it make? She died because it's her time to die, not because of her sickness, yes?
Well, she was actually one of the oldest Samoyeds I've ever known. In her particular breed, she was actually one of the oldest ones we've ever had. So regardless of all her accidents and diseases, with the vegan diet, everything changed.
Yes, I'm so glad to hear. You have another dog? Not yet?
I have two more.
Two more? Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. I'm collecting them at this stage.
By the way, please, congratulations for your dog magazine. Did the right thing.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you so much for the support. Thank you very, very much.
We're so happy that another dog magazine coming out for the world to understand more about our beautiful animal companion. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As we were just saying there about people loving their dogs, cats and other pets, and could probably, you know, never imagine harming them in any way. But why then are so many of us unable to make the connection between animals that we love and animals that we eat?
Oh, You know, because people are not really well informed about what's on their plate, yes? You see, mostly the little packed meat, piece of meat that went on their plate, it doesn't resemble anything of where they came from, you see? I have wondered the same myself. It's not that people are bad or cruel, they just don't know, you see what I mean? And they're too busy to do the research. So many are raised to eat meat since childhood, and they just take it for granted that life is like that. Our parents, teachers, and others, the elderly we know, you know, all present to us that meat is a food, and good food. So actually meat is the flesh of an early death to a once-living, breathing-sensitive, beautiful, noble animal being. The truth is that we should not kill any living being at all. This really should be the law of every nation.
Do you not then think that our consciousness is just not high enough or aware enough?
It's true.
To understand this, that, you know, that these animals aren't just animals to end up on a plate, but their own souls, their own spirits.
Yeah. It's true that also, Louise, but also true because people are not informed. And the so-called tradition keep passing on from one generation to the next. And the whole society just support it as a natural way of life. So now people have become more aware of, you know, the cruelty that we measure upon animals. So I think we people turn to more compassionate and respect for all life. Yes. Right now, in many countries, this is already an essential part of spiritual growing, you know, and religious development in many countries. Yeah. Actually, in Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, every religion told us don't eat animal because they are God creation. Yeah? In the Bible, the first book of the Bible, God says that humans are given the entire plant kingdom for food, see? Say, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed and every tree bearing fruit. To you it shall be for meat or for food. Meat, so meat at that time means just food, yes. And later God spoke of the fate that would befall those who consume flesh. He said, meat for the belly and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Yeah, thus people have forgotten the noble way. Many are awakened and feeling uneasy eating meat, but because the whole society is doing that. So we're just following the trend, and this is all wrong. Now, if we are just being reminded of the horrific truth about livestock production, then everybody would stop eating meat. Because you know that very well, Louis, yeah? And people are not aware because nearly all of it, all of this inhumane treatment of animals takes place behind windowless walls where no one can see. We're not even allowed to see it, yes? So the renowned Irish playwright and Nobel laureate George Bernard Shaw has said, I do not want to make my stomach a graveyard of dead animals. You see, the ones who are aware, they don't touch meat, yes. Just like when we are aware, we switch completely, yes. When people understand the gruesome truth behind animal farming and the innocence of all the animals who sacrifice their lives, it is easy to see that eating the dead flesh of another being is not only unnecessary, it leaves us with a trail of bloody footprints. Dairy is included together with meat because the cruelty and torture is the same, and the end result is a horrible death for the poor animals. After just a couple of years of non-stop pregnancy and milking, dairy cows are killed for meat as well. Their babies are sold also and killed for veal. So there is no mercy in the dairy industry either. Here are some facts about animal products. If you allow me, I will report to your reader. 1. Animal products are less healthy. Plant-based foods offer the same level of vital minerals like calcium and in many cases are nutritionally superior to their meat. and dairy-based counterpart. In fact, animal protein can remove nutrients such as calcium during digestion. Yeah, that's what we have not been told. We have been told the opposite, yeah? Which is not the case in vegan diets. Number two, eating meat is a sure way to shorten our life. Studies have found that meat consumption literally removes years from one's life. Along the way are innumerable chronic conditions and diseases like heart attacks, high blood pressure, stroke, cancer, to name a few. Vegans, on the other hand, have been known to live virtually disease-free and much longer. Number three, animal products originate from filthy environments. Slaughterhouses are filled with blood, feces and urine. There's nothing clean about the massacre of thousands and thousands of livestock a day. The animals in their terror often defecate as they die. This is how bacteria can also easily be spread, because it can stay on their flesh when they are processed as meat. That's why we have disease when we eat meat. Number four, meat and dairy are the source of nearly all foodborne diseases. Some of the most widespread bacteria that originate from meat and dairy are Salmonella and E. coli. Many people don't realize this. These cause intestinal distress and can result in kidney failure. More rare but always deadly is mad cow disease. And a recent study found that handling the raw meat before cooking can even leave bacteria on work surface, even after cleaning. This is very dangerous for us, as it only takes a few cells of E. coli to cause severe illness or even death. Number five, eating meat is the biggest cruelty one can ever commit, even to ourselves. I'm sorry to say it this way, but it is the truth. Even if we don't kill the animals ourselves, we are still responsible for their deaths. Because, you know, if nobody wants meat, then the animals get to live. The large scale, unnatural breeding practices to make them multiply will stop, and the slaughterhouses will also close down. From these few facts alone, it is easy for us to see that consuming animal products brings bad health physically and bad retribution spiritually. And if we want to know what we are killing, scientists discover more every day about the intelligence and sensitivity of the animal kingdom. Whales, for example, you know, are able to identify different fellow cetaceans' calls through the ocean waters, and similar to how we humans can identify, you know, our friend's voice across a crowded room. Furthermore, they are very polite. They wait for their turn to speak. Believe this? Yet, these same lovely sentient beings are hunted down with explosive harpoons that cause a slow, and torturously painful death. I don't know how we do this, Louis, but this is really not for our human dignity to continue. Similarly, cows, pigs, and chickens are some of the most gentle beings on earth. Studies of pigs have found that they are highly intelligent and learn new things incredibly quickly, sometimes faster than dogs. Not only that, we know by now that humans and pigs share genetic history through DNA, similar to humans and primates. So we are actually, you know, relatives. But all of these lovely animals, when bred and raised for livestock, are imprisoned and kept in their own excrement while being forced to eat unnatural foods and antibiotics to fatten them most quickly in preparation for their death, which itself is anything but humane. When the sensitive pig is slaughtered, for example, an electric shocking system is supposed to stun their brain so they don't feel their throat being slit. but the equipment often isn't placed correctly, you know, or it doesn't work because they're too busy. They do it fast, you know, the worker, maybe they don't care. It's difficult to listen to this, I know, because it's difficult for me to even talk about it.
Are you okay?
Yeah. The animal is left hanging upside down with blood pouring from its body and it writhes in pain. And worse yet, Louis, if the pig doesn't die immediately from having his throat slit, the next step is boiling water used to loosen the skin. So these pigs are boiled alive. If anyone ever go near a pig slaughterhouse, you will hear heart-rending screams.
I did once as a child, and I still have nightmares.
Yes.
You still remember?
I didn't know that's what it was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Imagine if it's us, Louis, that's been treated that way. Oh, how horrible it would be for us to feel before our death. You understand? Before the time that they put us into that boiling water. It really is time for this to stop. We cannot call ourselves animal lovers if we only extend that love to certain animals. So please, everyone, switch to the wholesome, nutritious, and conscience-free vegan diet. Yes, we have a lot of information like this on suprememastertv.com/beveg or suprememastertv.com/stopanimalcruelty. Everyone is welcome to download them. Free of charge. If everyone knows about the cruelty of the animal industry, I'm sure they stop eating meat right away.
I agree.
And the animals will be grateful, and they will wish them well, and they will project all of their blessing and love to the person who spared their lives. And the person will feel happier, healthier, and more prosperous in their life. But many people cannot imagine this, but they could try and then they will see the difference.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Yeah. Any more questions, Louis?
I do. Just a few more. Supreme Master, it's been reported that a large industrial animal farm can produce as much waste as a large city, and that it takes thousands of litres of water to produce a pound of beef, which puts a severe demand on the world's limited fresh water supply. Is this correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The connection between livestock industry and global warming has been clearly established. Factory farming takes an extreme toll on our vital resources. We will take water, for example. As drought and water crises are spreading silently across the globe, affecting 44% of the world's population, even triggering conflicts in some areas, The livestock industry is guzzling much of our precious fresh water. Livestock feed crop production alone takes up one-third of all arable land on the globe, most of which requires irrigation. So in reality, 4,500 liters of clean water goes down the drain for just one serving of beef. In contrast, only 370 liters of water are needed to produce one complete vegan meal, with plenty of calories and nutrients from rice, vegetable, and soy protein. So a massive package of resources goes into producing meat, namely water, fertilizer, clear land, chopped down forests, fossil fuel energy, and grain soy that are fed to the animals. This is even more staggering than when we consider the epic pollution levels inflicted by animal production on our water resources, such as, you know, islands on river, lakes, and groundwater. Your country's Environmental Protection Agency reported that one of the top contributors to water pollution is agriculture runoff, which is the discharge of nitrogen and phosphorus. A huge portion of nitrates, for example, comes from animal manure. In fact, the agent further expressed concern because of the presence of the highly deadly E. coli bacteria in the groundwater due to, you know, agricultural runoff. E. coli is always originally from an animal source and is found in livestock fecal material, which can also be distributed through waterways to contaminate plant-based food even. The large scale of this health risk can be seen if we consider the fact that livestock produces 130 times more waste than humans. You see, so as pigs produce three times as much excrement as humans do, the 1.8 million pigs in your country, Ireland, generate more waste than the whole country's entire population of 4.2 million. This is not to mention the 21 times of human waste that each cow produces, and the huge amount from poultry that over 70 million birds produce. As the land cannot absorb it all, much of the excess runs into our rivers and soil. We are talking about a horrific amount of toxic material that poses an appalling set of problems, including poisonous gases like hydrogen sulfide and ammonia, residues of pesticides, hormones, antibiotics, and bacteria like E. coli that could and do cause food poisoning and also death. In cities worldwide, including Dublin, in your country, are already struggling with water shortage, even in your country, in Dublin. Yes, but all the while, livestock production is hazardously wasting and polluting any remaining water supplies. Yeah? If we really want to conserve our clean, safe water for ourselves and our children, we must stop livestock production and adopt a plant-based diet. Thank you, Louis.
You're welcome.
You know all this. You just ask for the audience, I guess, for your readers. Yes. It's a very sad effect in Ireland.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating: infertility, Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Thank you, eco-friendly viewers, for your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again Tuesday for part 2 of the interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featured in the special relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal on December 16th, 2009. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next after Noteworthy News. We wish you many blessings from the Divine.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.